Now, the literal meaning of the word is not difficult to understand. According to that indispensable companion of every speaker and writer of the dictionary, fidelity means the quality of being faithful. It means faithfulness. It means loyalty. But this assuredly does not really help us very much. We have to ask ourselves what fidelity is as a quality of the individual. What is it that makes it a quality of the individual? We have also to ask what the objects of that fidelity are. Also, what the obstacles to that fidelity are, or if you like, the enemies to fidelity. And perhaps also we have to consider what the tests of fidelity are. This will give us a rough framework for our discussion of the subject. But you should not think that I'm going to give you this evening the first and the last words on the subject and all the words in between. Individuality, we may say, is incommensurable. It cannot be measured, cannot be weighed, cannot be estimated. It's unfathomable and inexhaustible. And that applies no doubt to the qualities or characteristics of individuality. So I'm going to simply offer you some ideas on the subject of fidelity. Ideas that you'll have to work on or work out yourselves. Ideas that you'll have to relate to your own experience and your own behavior. Now, I spoke of a framework for discussion. And framework, of course, is a sort of spatial image. It doesn't suggest any particular temporal or logical sequence. The contents of a framework, of any framework, can be enumerated, can be deployed in any order, provided that the enumeration or deployment is complete. So I shall not be dealing with the questions that I've raised in connection with fidelity in quite the same order in which I actually did raise them. I'm going to start with what seems to be the easiest question, or at least the most accessible, which is, what are the objects of fidelity? The objects of fidelity. In other words, who or what is one faithful to? The objects of fidelity, so far as I can see, are three in number. Or rather, perhaps, there are three headings under which all the different kinds of fidelity can be included. First of all, there is fidelity to oneself. Secondly, there's fidelity to ideals. Thirdly, there's fidelity to other people. I did think of enumerating fidelity to one's given word separately. But on reflection, I decided to include it under fidelity to oneself. Though it could also be regarded as a form of fidelity to oneself and others. So we've just three objects, or three kinds of objects, of fidelity. I may have something to say about fidelity to one's word later on.